Blog Talk Radio.
And we open the bad windows. Let Allah create earth and cleanse us, to be tested, and see which one is worth the great reward they want. They have for living a good, upright life. He also give us the challenge to remove the problem that caused the problem with the human family. People who call themselves white and black. And we'll never get rid of this problem until we go to the root of it. And the root of it is religion, holding God up as a man, giving God the son, that God sent his only begotten son to die for our sins. This have helped the people that put us in this condition, and they never will. God did not send anybody to die for no one's sin. He sent us here to be tested, and we all pass, and we all gain a record as we pass through. And whatever we do in this world determines where the Creator put us in the next world. So we're here tonight to get rid of a problem that has hurt African American and Caucasian people and all people of the human family. And they call that racism of white superiority. Ain't no such thing, you know, white superiority. God never said he made a white man, and nor have you ever seen a black man. God didn't make none. He said he made us human beings. And when we start worshiping images and idols, we become a monster people. We become a punisher of each other. And that's what the Caucasian become. So they have allowed that false image to be put up in the world as God saw that image Christ Jesus. And Jesus was born in Africa. So Jesus looked nothing like what they say it looked like. So all of it is a lie that keep the darkness on this earth. And so we have been given the opportunity to remove this darkness because this darkness hurt us more than have anybody. So we here tonight. Message of concern. What happened to people sitting in church for 400 years with an image of God in their image as pitiful, as a savior for the world? What would it do to the people they would call much problem and would like it have? So we are here to address those problems. And we're addressing that problem by saying what God said, don't make no image of him. And they don't broke that law. So false supremacy will always be a part of America because it's held up in the churches throughout the United States, throughout the world. It's a lie on God. So we here to protest that lie. Question that. We ask anybody to join us, the questions, you know, the people talking about how they did the Jews, and they don't want you to, they don't want you to talking about how they did the Jews. They want, but now they don't want them to talk about how they did us, the racial theory. There ain't no racial theory. They raped up, murdered up, hung up, took up to court, and robbed up of our money, our dignity. They stole from us. These people are not considered, can never be called white people because God didn't make no white people. God said he made human. And when we are acting human, when we are being human beings, we at our best. But when we talking about we white people or black people, somebody's going to get hurt and have got hurt. They have a history of lynching us. No doubt about it. It comes from that image. It comes from that false idea that God got a son. And Mary is the mother of God. And Mary is older than God is. It's all a fabricated lie, and once you question it, once you examine it, you see all of the mistakes that don't help one people, but put one people, pick one people up and tear one people down. God don't want to be like that. God wants us to love each other. Be good neighbors. He wants us to trust each other. He wants us to help each other. We will never be able to help each other as long as the Caucasian people got everything. And then they take the law and put it on them side, on their side, to keep you from getting your share. Huh? So what we're trying to do is we know that there's no paradise for those kind of people. In order for us to be human beings, we have to address this problem and get back to being the human being that God is. And we'll never get back to doing that as long as they hold an image of their God. As long as they got Santa Claus and as long as they put feel in your head that a dog is your best, not God. Not your mother, but a darn dog. Allah is your best friend. Your mother should be your best friend. Not no dog. A dog should be able to let you know somebody outside your house. And he needs to protect your house. And he barking and let you know that someone shouldn't be there. And that's the dog's job. So we're here tonight to reinform that. We are all one human family. We all come from Adam. That's our common now. That we all are the children of Adam. Now, if we are the children of Adam, where is the problem at? The problem in the lies. They make one person think that they better than the head. Straight hair better than curly hair. Blue eyes better than brown eyes. This ain't nothing but Satan at his best. That's all it is. Satan at his best gets you to hate your hair and wish your hair was somebody else, and the people that's in charge, they try to get you to wish you had the same hair, like hair is what's going to get you in paradise. God said your good works, your deeds, your life, decent life that you chose through the Ten Commandments. That's what's going to get you in the paradise. You can't live like a evil person, killing and lying and tricking and bringing hell on, down on people and think you're going to get away with it. It ain't going to happen. God, the Bible says you reap what you sow. I mean, you can't sow wrong and just do it. And this is what the Caucasian people have been thinking they have done. They do wrong, and they think they can get it good because of their color that they don't have, calling themselves white people. I ain't never seen the white people. If you see one, well, let's bring him to the, let's take his picture and put it on the internet. Let's see how white they are. God ain't creating no white people. Black people. It's a trick. And this day and time of this trick has got to come to an end because they have hurt anybody. We all brothers and each other because we all come from Adam. We cannot trace our beginning no further than Adam and Eve. So until we start seeing each other as human beings, we're not going anywhere. And all are special. I don't want nobody else hair but what God. I don't want nobody else skin. No other than what God has given me. I don't wish my skin look like no one else. I don't want to be no other human being on this earth. I don't care how successful they are. I don't care how high they are. I don't want to be no one else. But Abdul Rasul Akbar. So I thank you for coming on tonight to help us clean up this mess that we inherit from this ungodly world. This racism, this hatred for each other. We had to get rid of it. We are better people than that. People supposed to love each other because God said the best ones one roll, baby, in the bed. So we supposed to love, but we'll never love each other. Talking about a white man and a black man, a red man and a pink man. That is the trick of Satan himself. So we're trying to get rid of Satan, get rid of his influence and what he's doing to the world. So, Daya, do you see anyone else in the queue?
No, I don't. You just got on.
Huh?
You just got on here.
No, I've been on 15 minutes.
It's 7:15
right now. It started at 7:00.
Now, I see one other person here, but he's not indicating
that
he wants to speak or say anything.
Okay, but keep on rolling. Nobody is in, not interested in coming on and ask questions of what we're doing. We keep on rolling. We know that when you got the best, this is what happens. This is exactly what happens. When you got the best, and when we don't invest in what we have, when we don't show love and respect for what God has blessed us with, then we lose it. We become into another problem. God will never change this condition until we change within our hearts about each other. Okay, well, we did it out. Well, I got my other cohort working on it, Sujah Muhammad. I'm going to bring him on and see what he well, they got something else.
Yeah, I was on when you asked, was anybody in the queue?
But you didn't push one to get in the queue because the hand just came up.
Yeah,
because
you
your
hand
called on your then instead of now.
Okay.
Well, okay, no problem. The reason I came early in the queue is because they called for a special meeting at the Masjid, and I just want to say a few words, that's all.
Yeah, please do. Please do. That's it. Get everyone to agree with you. Do get.
I sure will. My name is Islam. I'm going to open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and I testify that there is only one creator. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give the believers the greeting, the peace of Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Allah says, don't think you're going to be left alone. Let's just say you believe. So you're going to be tested and tried. And I bear witness to it. You know, I know all of us bear witness to it. We all bear witness to it. So Allah, so you're not going to leave us alone.
Mm-mm.
So you're not going to be left alone, you know. Sometimes you'll be tested by Satan. Sometimes you be tested by Allah, you know. So we don't know who testing us, you know. But Allah said we're going to be tested and tried. So alhamdulillah, we know that we got this big problem with images in religion. Excuse me. We know we got this big problem with images in religion. There you go. My wife was coming out. I was trying to open the door. And it's a big problem, you know. And we want to come together on this real serious. I mean, we come together on everything real serious. But dealing with this here image, we got to be together. Praise be to Allah, because they are together on us, you know. They are the Satan, the hell raiser, He's together on us. You know, he's not gonna lighten up. Satan is not gonna lighten up. So we are thankful to Allah that Allah blessed us to come together, and we got serious people that's working on this image, and Allah is gonna bless us with more and more serious people working on this image. We gonna have help. Allah said He gonna give us help. He gonna give us help. You know. Shaitan can read the handwriting on the wall. He know he got trouble coming. He got trouble coming. So let's just be thankful. Let's just be thankful that we're working for Allah. And we gonna keep the faith that Allah gonna send us the help that we need. So that's the way I'm looking at it. I know if I'm working for God, I'm serious, I'm sincere. I ain't got to worry about nothing. You know, I don't have to worry about nothing because I'm working for the Lord of the worlds. You know, and praise be to Allah. You know, so let's stay steadfast. Anybody that we see or that we talk to, you know, let's talk to them about coming together and assisting us with dealing with this hemp problem, because you never know who will help you, and you never know who will be the best help, you know. We don't know who's going to impact this thing, you know, the most, you know. So we ask for help, and we pray that Allah bless us with some of the brothers and some good brothers, and bless us with sisters, you know, that will stand up and bear witness to the truth, you know. And put Shaitan to flight. I think we ourselves, we see the progress that has been made. We see it. We know that things ain't the same. Things are not the same. Things is different. You know, so alhamdulillah, I'm on my way to the masjid right now. We getting ready to set up things in the masjid. We getting ready to set up the protocol. You know, we getting ready to set up. I was called there. I was told that we gonna set up the shura board, the voting for every year, you know, for the imam. You know, we finna do the whole thing. We coming together. You know, we gonna talk about getting a mirror, and that's very important that you have a mirror in your masjid. That's very important. Well, that's saying is that a mirror takes care of all the politics, takes care of all the business in the masjid, not the imam. The mirror does. And the mirror may show that the zakat and all that is distributed. That's what the mirror does. The mirror works directly with the community. So we need a mirror. So all that won't be on. All that pressure won't be on one person, you know. The imam should be happy that all that pressure ain't on him, you know. Also, we are already elected a person that is a treasurer, elected a secretary, and so we want to do some things, you know. We gonna set up the principle that they got in Surah 16:60 that delivers the cop, you know. Surah 16:60. You know, that zakat is for the poor. Zakat ain't, you don't supposed to use zakat to pay bills, salaries, and things like that. Zakat is a welfare, it's a welfare system. That's what it is, a welfare system. It's make sure that the poor is taken care of in the community. We set that up, you know, I'm gonna tell them about the what the imam said about not having a standing shura board. That we shouldn't have a shura board, put people in, and they've been there for years and things like that, and you look around, ain't nothing changed. Things staying the same. The imam said we should have a silver board that's rotate, you know. So that's what we gonna be talking about tonight. Excuse me, man. I lit up my window. I'm on the freeway. So that's got me excited. You know, that got me excited. We set this thing here up, you know, and instead of right, you know, then we gonna get Talim on, you know, let the people know about other programs we got, like BYI, ask for support in that, you know, and have them participate in it, you know. But if you got the message is controlled by one person, you know, that, and it shouldn't be like that. The imam taught us that. No one person, you shouldn't have to go to no one person, you know, to make decisions. The decision is been made by the collective, by the peoples. When you come together and agree on it, have a sure on it, that's gonna be the decision. But if you let one person, if you set yourself up that way, that's your fault. That's your fault. You know, you can get back upon the dictatorship. That's your fault. Yeah, and I think many times the reason we do that is because we too lazy. And we don't want to be responsible ourselves, so we will put it all the responsibility on one person. I think that's the case many times, you know. So inshallah, we ask y'all to pray for us. That's the type of change we want to bring about. They talking about getting the D's and making sure we know what. Who named the masjid in and different things like that. All that. They're like getting it together. Oh, I said, yeah. I said, that's what I want to do. I've been teaching this type of teaching for 47 years. You know, let's do it right. Let's set it up where everybody can benefit from it. You know. This ain't nothing we set up just like a Christian church where one person got alligator shoes and big cars and $1 million homes and things like that. You know, they flash it on TV and they show these preachers, you know, what they got, you know, and how much money they got, how much they're worth and all that stuff, you know. So, alhamdulillah, we ask y'all to pray for us. We thank you. We thank Allah for this opportunity right here. We need to get more people to come and help us with this, removing all racial images out of worship. I think we can get it if we got things at home situated, got things like that set up correct and straight. So I came to you in peace. I'm leaving in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Thank you, Brother Suja, for that good information. Everyone at the message, green.
As-salamu alaykum. Let them know that we all are one. We're going to be together. Inshallah.
That's right.
So we're going to come together. So they,
yes, sir.
We thank Allah for the opportunity again. Coming for you. And we'd like to start off again. It's our right name. This is not our command or king. We should rely. He lies on Allah. I said we land in Muhammad. We will go to the band with us and we testify again to the Prophet of Allah and that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. He is the seal of the Prophet. He is one that Christ Jesus said will come after him and lead us in all truth. Prophet Muhammad is here and death. And we also stand with it. We thank Allah for Muhammad coming out of California for setting this show up for us to have a platform to come address these issues about racism and how it affected us and keeps affecting us, how it has denied us the love of God and not fun for each other. That's why God's gonna make one of the things don't make no end. Because that's what the problem is gonna be. If you give put God in the kitchen, keep carrying so many thousand words and all of them point to other people. And if it one people got to realize that not God is one. God is all of us. If he did love us, he how us. Now we got to pass this test. Allah is the great. And we have this truth given to us by Prophet Muhammad that has given to us by Imam W.D. Muhammad, who have given us this truth and understanding on how Satan have corrupted the word of God, corrupted people with supposed to be one. And we are always trying to get out of the hole this image that put us in. But we're winning. And we are not going to give up. We're not going to leave this. We're not going to ban the boy. We know that that these churches, and they're supposed to be people, a church of God. A church that represents the truth that God wants us to have on earth. They are something we want to causing this problem of holding people up as God and God's son and Mary the mother. This got to go. Pagan idea. And anybody who have any at all will realize that's pagan and not from the Creator, because God said don't make no sense. And they and that broke that law from don't make no image of God. So we're here. And we're going to work on this until it's gone for the sake of the world. Because there's no together of the mind. People of dogs can't so one thing better than them because one is holding God up, God's son up, as a Caucasian man. It's the biggest lie that ever been told. So we had to correct that lie in order for us to have a decent, a good world to live in. And we're going to work until this image is gone. We ain't going to be able to see people because they're better than us, because their skin is a lighter. But their deeds are dark. Their deeds are evil. Their deed is full of corruption. And that's what this lie does. You know, bring about a whole lot of evil corruption. So we are here tonight to get rid of it with the help of Allah, with the help of His creation, with the help of the world that we live in. We're going to change this ugly thing. So please work with us. We want you, because it not only helps us, it helps all people. See, people talking about the Jews and the Holocaust, and that was wrong. It was wrong for anybody to kill 100 people, 1,000, or 6,000, like me. It's wrong. But the Jews and that, to play on the world. Like they ain't did nothing. The Hitler that woke up one morning and decided to get rid of them. No, it was more to that than that. It's something they did, and they ain't going to tell you. But what we done is nothing. We haven't done anything. We were stolen. Brought him on Jesus with a gun tower to pick cotton. With our family. Raped the women, raped the boys and the girls. That did anything and everything to us. And you think that you think they got away with it? God said, whatever you do in this world, it determines what God is going to put you in the next world. And no one leave this world without getting God's judgment. It's as simple as that. So we're going to keep working. Dair, you see anyone else in the queue might want to say something? Dair. Dair. Okay. Well, we're going to keep rolling. Asking the creator of this creation, to help us to get rid of these problems and bring humanity. And like the Bible said, Ten Commandments, if they followed the Ten Commandments, we wouldn't have this problem. We have been following worship God and sin. Don't make no image. Not doing that. We will never have racism. You got it? No. We're going to take every person in every church and every to get rid of this problem. Holding the crook. Man. Then calling this man. Then having all the other stuff with that. Santa Claus, Easter, and Halloween, all added to the other lives of from the church. Yeah. Well, we working on it. You know, we got to. We gonna work on it, inshallah. So, if anybody wants to say anything, make a statement or comment, all you got to do is match with me, come into the queue, and we'd be glad to hear what you got to say. No one has got anything to say, we just keep on going. We want to let you know that this is all our Block Talk radio station. We'd like for you to invite those Christian brothers and whether it be Jew, Caucasian, Spanish, invite them to come on. We like to invite them to come on. So that's what we want to do. Like everybody get an opportunity to say something about what's going on in the world and how we can correct it. And God in the throne is not correct. Don't make no image of God. Yeah, he broke that law. You know how you think out here they go to church and look up there and see a Caucasian man and they love him. What do you think they would do to
after going to a Caucasian school or going to their movie as movie stars, being champions, whooping it and running, you know, control of everything, making keep a job. You think they do that out here? Especially when our children go to school for so many years, not to make a job. They go to school just to get a job. They don't go to school to make no job. They don't go to school to our children go there and see that they got to be employed by the same one to put us in this condition. What do you think? Fine. I'm telling you what it does to the man. It takes away from their ability. So we got to clean this out. And we're going to do it with the help of Allah. With the help of Allah, we're going to do this. We're going to bring true religion back. A religion. Because right now, holding God up as man, that's not true religion. That's a pagan idea of religion. So we're going to have to straighten that out. So is anybody else got anything they want to say? Huh? You want to read something? Huh? Hmm? Well, let me get a book and read. You going to keep this?
Of Allah, the prayer and the peace be upon him. Dear people, neighbors, brothers, and sisters to the listening audience, we greet you with the best of the greetings, the greatest of the greetings. All of the great prophets and messengers of God, peace be upon them, the greetings of the angels, the greetings of all righteous people, the greeting that not only suggests that we desire God peace upon you, but we obligate ourselves to teach and to maintain that peace. Assalamu alaikum. We want to thank the people, those individuals, who have made this possible for us to speak to you and who have been instrumental in selecting me as one of the persons to present the message this evening. I ask Allah always to guide my heart, to guide my mind, my tongue, and my words, and bless me to say only what is needed. Dear people, our subject matter tonight that we'll be speaking on is geared for the African-American people, black people, et cetera, and that is, what name should we be called? What name should we identify ourselves with? This is a big question, and it's an old question. And so we're not going to try to do everything tonight, but we're going to cover certain aspects of our talk tonight. And that is, we begin as a Muslim. We begin with our best form of knowledge, our best source of knowledge. And we begin with the first and number one authority in the life of a Muslim. And that is the Quran, the final revelation, the exact verbatim word of Allah. And Allah mentioned in the Quran for all of us, include every human being on this earth. He referred to us as the children of Adam. Peace be upon him. For Muslims, Adam was not just the first human being, but he was also the first prophet. So we say, peace be upon him. And we should think about this. What nationality, what name did Adam himself identify with other than human being, other than the first man or first human being, other than a Muslim? Of Adam for us is also the first Muslim. And then we have to understand, because Allah said that he helped the whole world out, those who are into the name calling, those who are putting their name before anything else, Allah in the beginning called all of us the children of Adam. Notice, he did not call us the children of God. He did not call us his children. He referred to us as his servants. And so again, we have a big deal now. African ancestry. People want to trace their ancestry. They want to trace where they come from. And they spend a lot of money and a lot of time. I have nothing against that, but I'm okay. I'm all right for what God says when he referred to us as the children of Adam. The next thing that we are referred to as human beings. When you think of human beings, you don't think of a particular color. You don't think of a particular race. But human beings supersede color or race or an ethnic group. And for us as Muslims, we see Muslims and human beings in the same light. And we know during slavery, because we're talking about this, because something happened for us to even want to know what should we call ourselves. No other ethnic group of people is trying to find out what name should they call themselves. We're the only one. You know, that's because of the 400 years of history that we went through. And the one who enslaved us was not a human being. And the one who enslaved us made it difficult for us to be a human being, but it really made us other than a human being. This is a big title.
Yes.
I got to call you four times.
Yes. Yeah. I'm on the line, man. What you want?
Oh, you on the line?
Yes, sir.
What's going to cut me off?
Okay,
the word Muslim, and some people who are ignorant, they hear the name Muslim, they think of some Arab. They believe in the concept that all Arabs are Muslim, and all Muslims are Arab, which is further from the truth. You know, the Arab people only represent about 20% of the Islamic population. And so technically, and according to the Quran, and according to the teachings of Islam, actually, there is no such thing as a non-Muslim. God says in the Quran clearly that he has created every human being a Muslim, and that he has created the entire creation Muslim. It's not just the nature of the human being, it's also the nature of the creation itself. Muslim simply suggests one who submits himself or herself to the will of Allah. And Allah did not create anything to fight him or to resist him. Whatever he created it to obey him, submit to him. So these are powerful terms and powerful names. Children of Adam, human beings, and Muslim. And sometime in defining ourselves, we have to start off by telling what we are not before we tell what we are. And that is, we are not Negro. And we have to give meaning to Negro. We have to be able to defend why we are not Negro. And one of the things that you learn in history, you don't let your enemy name you. You don't let someone other than your own self define you. So we are not the origin of giving this name to ourselves. Someone else gave us this name. Someone else said we was Negro. But if you look at this word Negro, It certainly means black, but it doesn't mean black when it comes to something with life in it, when something that is living and moving. You wouldn't use this with this. You wouldn't use this particular word to refer to a horse as a Negro horse or a Negro cow or a Negro dog because of the life that exists. It's referred to something that's lifeless, something that's dead and useless. So the one that gave us this name, this is how they perceived us: dead, lifeless, worthless, and have no movement or progress in our lives. Knowing that they was the one causing us to be dead and lifeless and have no progress in our life. So we definitely should not refer to ourselves as Negro. Now, bear in mind, if there are people among us who are not active, who are not moving, waiting on someone else to tell them what to do, someone else pushing them, then in that reality, you're a Negro. So maybe we do have a few Negroes that still exist. That name, we should reject that name. And then the next thing we was referred to as color people. And many people don't know that this word color has more than one shade of meaning. One person is calling you color because you're darker than them. But another person is calling you color just like we call a book a coloring book. A coloring book is blank, and you color the characters in that book any color you want it to be. So in that sense, color means we change you, or we can change you. So in that sense, being made slaves, they changed us. The slave master changed us to whatever they wanted us to be. So in that sense, we were colored. But the other meaning, we were calling our skunk color because we were different shades. But that name also should be rejected. But even though we should reject the name, Allah can take a bad thing and make a good out of it. Inside of bad, there's always some good. Inside of good, there's never any bad. Despite the 400 years of slavery, which is ugly, we was mixed up because of sex, having sex. The slave master wanted us to just have babies and multiply. And because of that 400 years of history, really you can see the whole entire world, us. Any nationality, any race of people can sit among us and find a likeness of themselves among us. That's how mixed we were. So really we become Joseph Coat of many coats. You look at us, you can see the whole entire world. Our color is so multi. From tan lines and brown, teas and tan, sweet Georgia brown, mellow yellow, ebony black, and on the colors. But we shouldn't accept that as an identity, and we should not accept it as our name. Then the next name was called black. But black was a reaction actually to white.
Right.
If you're not white, then you must be black. If you're not black, you must be white. And we should never be called by skin color. Skin color is not the right identity that you should identify with people. People in Africa who are black, but they don't call themselves black. You can look at them and see they have dark skin, but they call themselves Sudanese. They call themselves for the name, Nigerian, Sinhalese. They don't call themselves black. So this black was just really fighting off being white. And so it becomes white versus black versus white, and white is right and black is wrong. So it became a name that was negative. But again, God never referred to any people as black or white. And so this black and white have made people more conscious of their skin than anything else. And we should not be overconscious of our skin. And I don't think nobody in the world is more conscious of their skin color than the people in America. And it has affected the whole world. And then we have the term African American. That's better than Negro. It's better than color. is better than black, but even that have a defect, might have defects. Because, first of all, Africa itself was not named by the peoples in Africa or of Africa. Africa was named by an outsider. And so when we say African-American, we still have an issue because there are peoples in South Africa who are white-looking, European-looking. If they come to America, they too now become African-American. But again, progress, better than the other name, but still not the best name. Now, as a Muslim, Imam Muhammad, many years ago, solved the problem, and he acknowledged that most people would not accept his name, or they wouldn't feel comfortable with his name. He used the name Benadia, and he gave us the why. Why Benadia? Why not another name? Because in Islamic history, there was a man named Bilal. He was a real character. He was not a fake or made-up character. And he himself was a slave. So that's the first identity that we have with this man. He himself was a slave. And secondly, he also was from Africa. And thirdly, he was a Muslim. So it gave us three connections with this man. And many of us, we refer to ourselves as Beladian. And Beladian is a good name. And when you name yourself, you're doing something that the world have already did. The world have named themselves. They do not allow anyone else to name them. Japanese go with Japan. China go with Chinese. We can go on how history has recorded people naming themselves the after their country or a great ancestor, such as the Roman naming coming from Romulus, one of their great heroes. So again, we're dealing with 400 years of slavery that have produced an identity crisis. So we can easily say that the first case of identity theft was done by the former slave master. He was the first one that practiced identity theft. So we're still suffering from that 400 years of slavery. And we listen to different people tell their story on how they was oppressed. We listen to the Jewish people, and they talk about the Holocaust. And it hurts you. It pains you, anyone who hears that. We go all over the world. We can even take it in America with the Native American, the Indian. On a reservation. And they was oppressed. But none of that touched the oppression that happened to us face 1,400 years consistency where we actually lost our identity. The Indians, they never lost their identity. The Jewish people, they never lost their identity. When you lose your identity, you lose something that's priceless and may hurt you the rest of your life. There are many children, they don't know who their father is, and they search to find out who is my father. And that's quite different than a child who knows who his father is. And so we as a people for 400 years is still searching for our rightful name. And again, for us as Muslims, we should be comfortable with the children of Adam. We should be comfortable with the name human being. We should be comfortable with the name Muslim. But in particular, no one can tell us who we are. No one can tell us our identity. So that means that we name our own selves. And so the name Beladian, a wonderful name. People dislike it. People can disagree with it. But how can someone define who you are? We are not trying to define anyone outside of us, but someone is always trying to define us.
Right.
Again, Allah mentioned in the Quran that Allah has made us different colors and different shades so that we can get a chance to mix and get to know each other. Which means Allah could have made all the people, all the human beings, one color, one ethnic group, but he didn't. It was done deliberately for us to mix together and get to know each other. And so we saw sickness among all the people, but we also see things that would make you ashamed of your ethnic group. So again, Allah said he has made us different. So we should never have a problem with being different. My difference is just as great as your difference is. But he didn't make this, bring it about to divide us. He brought it about so we can see his glory and see his beauty in this creation. You know, the most beautiful flower, God, is not a flower, God, where all the flowers are the same color and the same shape and the same size. The most beautiful flower, God, is a little of everything in the God, a little yellow, a little red, a little pink. And so Allah has made the human being different shades and different colors. Not that we despise each other, but we can all look and say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. Alhamdulillah, the praise belongs to Allah. That we should thank Allah for who we are and what we are. And we should never apologize and wish that I was another race. Wish that I was part of another ethnic group. A shame of what Allah has made us. So the Quran solves the problem by saying that he has made us, Allah, different shade, different color, different nation, that we may mix and get a chance to know each other. So for myself, I don't need any African ancestry. I'm not trying to check out who I am. I'm not trying to find out where my ancestors are. You know, people say, I'm from Africa. And some of us who say this, we have a loose tongue. He said, I'm from Africa. You know how big Africa is? And they carry countries. And then country carries cities and towns. So where in Africa are you from? I'm not trying to find that out. I'm comfortable with what God has given me. So today we are new people. We're the only people on the earth that can say that we are a new people. What we've been through has made us a new people. And what we should always go back to is our origin. And the language that we used to speak, that language says that we are other than ourselves. And we have to go back to find our true self. And our true self is a righteous Muslim. That's our real self. If a person becomes a Muslim, I don't care what color he is, at that moment, what counts is that he is a Muslim. So that means everything else that comes behind that has to be separate. It can't be black Muslim. It has to be Muslim that's black. It can't be American Muslim. It has to be a Muslim that happens to be in America. We can easily see our greatest name is Muslim because Muslim don't suggest a color. It don't suggest an ethnic group of people. It suggests a person who submits himself to God, don't care what about him, or where he come from. And so, again, when we say Muslim, we can't narrow it down that we're talking about Arabs. Are we talking about somebody in the Philippines? Are we talking about somebody in China? When we say Muslim, we have to go a little bit deeper to find out nationality and color. So the first thing is first, because it is the most important, and that is that we were created to submit to God. That's our purpose on this earth. God said he has not created men or jinn, men or spirit, other than to submit and to obey him. So don't care how tall you are, how dark you are, how so-called white you are, how short you are, how fat you are. It doesn't matter. What matters is you was created originally out the gate a Muslim. And because of environment and circumstances, you may be other than that today, but day one, God said he created us to submit. Those are my comments for tonight. We do want to open the door for a few questions. I do have another engagement, as my brother said, that we are not going to be here all night.
So I'm late from anybody. Imam, how long you were planning on being here, brother Imam? How many minutes you have? Okay, then I'm doing a lot. Well, anybody got any questions, make it short because Imam only got about 5 more minutes left. So anybody got any questions? You can ask them now.
So if you have any questions, please push 1 on your phone receiver and you'll be brought into the queue. Questions or comments? Please push 1 on your telephone receiver and you'll be brought into the queue. What's your opinion? Ask the questions.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, alhamdulillah. Good preaching, good teaching. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that teaching. This is Amin Muhammad Khalif Balzastan. And I really appreciate that talk, my brother. And keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. I know you will, but I'm just saying keep up the good work. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jack, before I answer the queue, you want to say anything?
No, not yet.
You don't see me, ma'am?
Ma'am didn't come on yet. No.
Oh. Rolling. This is a Bob Talk radio station. And we're addressing the serious issue of the human concern that affects the whole world. We wouldn't have racism if the whole world was worshiping God in spirit and truth. And we were seeing God, Allah is the creator and nothing like Allah. None of us can make anything with our hands or with our mind and call it the creator. God is bigger than anything that we can imagine. But we come with what the scripture says. Scripture says don't make no image of God. And they have done that, so that has brought about the problems that continue to live in the world. Across this great country, long as there's a place in those, long that image is in the world, we're going to have no real come together and no peaceful situation of the mind. Not going to happen. And that's why the Creator said, don't do it. You know, and they did it anyway. We all supposed to be neighbors. We all supposed to be human beings towards each other. We will never reach that mountain high as long as the image of God has been put up as a savior for the whole world. And it looks just like the people that put the world in the condition. That took the land from the Indians. That tricked the other people with the lies. That sold us out of our land and brought us here and worked us 400 years without paying us. And act like they haven't done nothing. Well, our information, yeah, those people are burning in hell right now. You can't do wrong and get good from your creator. It just ain't going to happen. If you do wrong, wrong going to be your own undoing. And that's why the Bible says you reap what you sow. And we hope the Caucasian people and African Americans put down the racism between themselves and see each other as human beings and stop calling each other white and black so we can have a decent world, a good world for all of us to live in. Until that happens, because Satan said in the last day, he told Allah, he told Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus came and predicted that. He said, Christ Jesus said, you won't baby tail women from men. Look at the football players. Now they're trying to make women football players. At first they started them off. And now they want to put them in and give them a job running the ball. You know, no intelligent woman will ever buy into that. But they will buy into it if enough people put their influence into that. Oh, you be a good running back, girl. You're a good halfback. They know that. They know ain't no decent woman ain't gonna be that decent man. So give you a job in a football running pigskin, and what does that do for you? That takes you out of your nature. They took you out, take you out of your nature. They got to. They got a movie come out. It's called Body Part. It's a picture of four Muslim sisters singing hard rock, and they singing so hard they cussing and saying everything, and they got the hijab on and got all of that, and saying that they Muslim. This is what they're trying to do to our females, to get them think they can sing rock and roll and sing those 50 songs and play them drums and all them different organs, and then call themselves body parts. They're trying to lead the Muslim sisters away from the decency that Almighty God want them to have. If we don't speak out against it, they will be successful. Allah said, "You'll never change until we change within our hearts about each other." And that's a fact. So we're here tonight trying to bring about the concerns so we all get busy, because whatever the world is trying to do to a few of us, it's trying to do to all of us. And that's to bring us away from the nature God has put us in. Get us away from the nature. To get up and say, "Oh, it's all right to do wrong. It's all right to have a little wrong in our life. It's all right." That's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. It's all right to do wrong. Jesus died for your sins. Take the whole world. I don't worry about no bank, no land, no all the other things in the world. Just give me Jesus. I don't need no bank. Give me Jesus. You gonna tell me they ain't a hypocrite to put something out like that? So that's what we're against. We're working to make this world. We have the tools to do so. And we're working in our place to get rid of this evil life that God has asked us to stay away. So, Daya, you see anything, baby? Daya.
Yes.
You see anything?
No.
Okay. You don't see the email?
I do see the email. If the email would push 1, it can be brought into the queue.
Okay, cool. Emmanuel, Ibrahim.
He just pushed 1. I'll bring him into the queue.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir. Open the back windows and testify. Nothing deserves to worship Allah alone. and the older man went to testify that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed through, is his last prophet, the seal of the prophet, and his messenger. And not only was he his prophet and messenger, he was a worthy human being, a worthy leader for the followers that he had at that time, and definitely a world leader because he had followers in this day and time, which is over 400 and some odd years, 460 some years, 70 some years now. And that's a blessing to be able to follow someone that God put on the planet this length of time. And we're talking about following somebody all this time that don't have any flaws when they come to scripture, don't have any flaws when they come to serving God properly. You know, don't have any hang-ups or hook-ups about different things outside of what his Lord told him to do, to propagate the religion that he gave to him, to propagate to the human being. So the human being is left with a perfect example in a human being, and with that example came a guideline or came a blueprint, which was the Holy Quran. And that's what we lean towards when we try to figure out of different things that doesn't mount up or doesn't, you know, line up to what God is saying. That blueprint that he gave us, it allows us to investigate. And when we investigate that scripture, we come up with the best results. We come up with the best method to knock out the lie that Shaitan has placed in the world. Now, his lie, not so much that it's strong, now it's not, but the influence. We're not fighting his strength no more. He's becoming a weak ally now, and we're fighting the influences that he had on the world, on the human being. And now the scripture that we have, the Quran and the Bible that Esau alayhi salam came with, it allowed us to investigate until we come up with the right conclusion, the final conclusion, whatever we're investigating, and then take and bring it to the world. That's another part of our mission. What is your mission? Our mission is to make things clear. My brother said how they told you that the lie that Jesus died for your sin. Okay? Well, let's analyze it. If Esau, alayhi salam, or Jesus, peace be on him, died for our sin, when they made that proclamation, or when they made that lie up, we weren't even existed. We didn't even exist. We weren't even living. We weren't even thought of. So what sin did he die of for you? That's a contradiction. And then, now, if we say we are investigators, the Bible or the angel that the Bible wrote from, it said that Jesus said, no man is held accountable for another man's sins. Just think about that. No man is held accountable for another man's sin, meaning that the Bible says that every tub gonna stand on its own bottom. So what that's saying, if we all gonna stand on our own bottom, our own foundation, that means we got to be held accountable for what we did. Ain't nobody gonna come in the world, nobody has been in the world, held accountable for what you do. If that's so, if we're lying, now the next statement I say, we're clear of for being a liar, then why are you going to be judged? Why are you going to be judged? So no one couldn't have came and died for your sin. Now what intelligent being that God had created going to come and die for all the wrong you done did? Die for all the rape you done did? Molesting children, killing, hanging people, innocent people, alcoholism, drugism, but the worst dope that they describe on the people's science are cocaine, pure cocaine, which is in the liquid form, and the meth they got out today, the most powerful drug they got is the thing that's hanging on your wall. At least the drugs that you take, cocaine, harem, methamphetamine. See, all those things, you could take them, and then the next day, you're kind of sober. See, that's why you had to go back and get some more to boost you back up. But that thing on the cross, it never sober you as long as you say that that's your Lord. Look what you're saying. You're saying that an object, an idol, who God say make no engraved image of me, an image, is your Lord. Why would you have to be reminded of who your Lord is by somebody placing an object, image, on the wall? Your faith is supposed to be strong enough that you know God is with you as long as you're doing right. You don't need no image, no idol, to say that's your Lord. But you have gave yourself over to those images and idols, and you think that you're not going to have to answer for it. Now, all this destruction going on, when those tornadoes came through Kentucky and tore it up, now we got a big old tornado now that's going to hit the night somewhere else. This is December. Now, you tell me who's doing that. Who's in control of that? So evidently, God is not pleased with this system no more. See, all he told us to do, he didn't tell us to strap on bombs, make up bombs, throw them inside a building, walk in the building, bomb on, blow yourself and the innocent people as well. God didn't tell us that. He said, your mission is to make the message plain. You only have a counterfeit for making the message plain that you understand. And then God say, my job is to punish them or come against the human being. But your job is just to make the message plain. I'm sending you into the world with a message, and all you are charged with is making that message plain to the human being you talk to. Now, he didn't tell us to strap no bomb on. That's not Islam. Would you see people from across the water strapping themselves up because what had happened in their life or how people had destroyed their country? But then you get to the point where you are walking a building where innocent people, children, that haven't done anything to you and set off a bomb. That ain't what Jesus said. Jesus said, no, you're the truth, and the truth will set you free. So evidently, you haven't investigated. When you know the truth and be free from all the other falsehoods that they have put on you, all the falsehoods they led you to believe and to accept in your life, Jesus didn't say that. He said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He didn't say, know you the lie of what somebody did to you. Now you don't want to get revenge in a horrible way by blowing up innocent people. You're held accountable for those innocent people you blew up. So now, why won't we take the word of God in its proper form and challenge the world? That's what we're doing now. We're challenging a system that has been corrupt, that had lied on God, lied on his prophets, and even lied on you. If you're a man of God and you stand up telling the truth, they'll lie on you too. But see, you have to know how to defend yourself. And the best way to defend yourself is through the scripture. Know God's word and know how to apply it. Use the wisdom that God tells us to use to apply the method that he gave us to knock out his brains, knock out anything that's false. Falsehood cannot stand up against truth. So now let's go all the way back again. 2,000 years. We read the scripture. We read the Bible. We read all of them. And nowhere in there that Jesus said, I'm going to die for the sins of the world. We got to understand worlds. What world are you talking about? There are many worlds. And then if he made that statement, he had to be talking about those who were following him back then, not you. Time change. Scripture doesn't change unless you tamper with it. In my last count, the Bible that's been revealed to y'all, you see it's been revealed, that was completed in 1555 through King James Version, has been translated over 1,500 times. So what happened when you translate stuff and you don't have the proper minds or authority on the scriptures that you're reading to translate for you? Anytime you translate, it loses its power. Many words they translate and try to take out of context is no longer a word no more. So they throw anything to make you accept it. Oh, Jesus died for your sins.
How ain't gonna die for your sin when you weren't even existing? You didn't even exist. Your mother and father, grandmother, granddaddy, none of them exist. So how was he gonna die for your sin? That's a lie, and I'm willing to bet you. I bet my life on this. You're gonna die for your own sins. Everything that you have done wrong to yourself, to somebody else, you're gonna pay for it. And the only way out of that is learn how to read scripture. Accept God in your life and don't associate anything with him. And ask God to forgive you for all the wrong you have done. And many of us come into the religions. We've done wrong, but we've done wrong in a time of ignorance. When we say ignorance, what are you talking about? Ignorance is darkness. It's darkness. That's why Jesus say, walk in the light. Darkness is ignorance, but the light is the truth. So he bring you to the light. The closer you get to the light, the closer you get into the truth, and you can finalize things for yourself. And remember, two things. He died for your sin. Then Jesus, now this is what Jesus said. Somebody else said that. But what did Jesus say? No man is held accountable for another man's sin. Now, who lying? Who lying? Is Jesus lying or whoever said the lie? Apparently, whoever made that content or made that statement, they are the one that's lying. Jesus defended himself. No man is held accountable for another man's sin. So that's something wrong. And what happened, we have been led this long and accepted these things through generations that psychically we messed up. We take darkness from light and take light for darkness. See, because you see, that's confusion. And that's psychology. Where you think, like the superego. What is it? It knows what is wrong. It sees the things that are wrong, but it never addresses it. Because your ego don't get out there, and you know if you start revealing things to people, they'd be able to see. So you knock that out right there. Remember, that super one is the one who knows the wrong, but never corrects it. That's you. You've been wrong. You've been living wrong. You've been led wrong. You've been hearing things wrong, seeing things wrong, smelling things wrong, talking about things wrong, and never took things to a final conclusion that is wrong. So you're going to be held accountable for your own sins. You mean to tell me you can abort a child? Look how many babies you've been aborted, but you're going to answer for every one. Now, did Jesus say that he going to forgive you, he going to die for your sins and you did that? That's ludicrous. That's insane. You think you can kill babies that you don't lay down and enjoy laying up with somebody and have them, now you want to get rid of it. That shows you how devious and evil you are. Even though Satan push you to do things, he don't force you. He don't put a gun inside your head. He don't twist your arm. He just whisper to you, and you go and do it. So, no, you held accountable for your own sins. And if that's not true, why are you going to die and be resurrected, then you're going to be judged? That's what the scriptures say. Your Bible say that. There will be a time, there will be a time for judgment. And it says, who is, it didn't say Jesus, it said God would judge you. He would judge you for the things you did wrong and judge you for the things you did right. But it all is all on you. And the old saying goes, all on you, baby. And I'm willing to bet you that Jesus stand up in that day and say, Lord, I never said that. That was Shaitan. That was Satan that led the people. And why did the people do it? Why they do that? Why they follow Satan? Because Satan give them nothing. He don't give them nothing but pure hell. He lead them to pure hell. He lead them and he handicap you when he lead you and put you in a position where you can't defend yourself. So that means your whole life becomes weak. And when he know he got you at a certain point in your life that you're weak, he keep on applying it. Hope that he can bear you in that ignorance. Hope that he can bear you when you get choked somewhere and then ask Jesus to raise you up then. No, our Lord say that he'll pull Satan up, but ask Satan. Did you do this my servant like that? Satan gonna say, no, Lord, I just whistled to him. And they went headlong into it and did it on their own. I didn't twist their arm. I ain't had no weapon. Okay. Now, you show no defenseless now. If God decides to spare you, it's just like the judge give you time. You might have killed somebody, but he break it all the way down and give you 2.5, 3. If God decides to spare you, you still going to do some time somewhere. You got to burn that off. And they say that's karma, that you got to ward off before you even think about going into paradise or going into the heavens. So we just want to make things clear to you. We're giving you ammunition. Well, you have something to fight with. Don't worry about people arguing with you. Just say the truth to them. Whatever they say, just combat it with the truth. Let them know there's only one Lord. There's only one deity, one God. That's who I worship, and I'm not going to associate anything with him. This radio broadcast, Block Talk Radio, has been a blessing to many ears, and it's been a fire as well. Those who can hear it and know the truth but don't want to accept it in their life, their brains are cooking. Their brains are frying. They can't even function properly the next following day or try to go to work because what we say is on their mind. It'll be on your mind because you haven't accepted the truth. And remember, truth comes from God only. God don't have to trick you in accepting him. Satan is the one who do all the trickery and deceit. That's Satan. That ain't God. All God got to say is be. And whatever he say be, it is. Satan can't say just be right then and do something. He put you in a position to compromise with your life, your parents' life, your children's life. Compromise. Why I'm saying that, your children not in the street. The ones that's grown in the only God knows. And then the thing they do, they bring it back to your doorstep. I mean, people chase them to kill now and steal them like animals do, steal them pulling away and going another direction. They come straight to your house, along the door, trying to kick the door to get in, keep for whoever out them getting to them. Bring trouble to your door. That's why we're here to correct the world. We want to remake the world. Only thing that can remake the world is truth. Truth, sincerity, prayer. You read the scripture, the only thing going to save us now is you got to go back to scripture, read it, and apply it in your life and ask God to forgive you. So I won't hold you no longer. I pray a lot. I'll still be on the line if anybody got any question or anything. And to bring my brother Akbar back on or my sister Daya or somebody to come on. But we just want to let you know the truth. And just keep that in mind. Jesus died for the world, died for the sins of the world. But then Jesus said no man is held accountable for another man's sins. Thanks for all they think.
Like I said, man, I can listen to that for another 30, 40 minutes. Daya, huh? You want to say anything?
If I wanted to say something, I would say.
Okay, then, well, we got that. But anyway, I really enjoyed that. And, you know, you're a true job. You're always bringing something new. Bringing something that the truth says new, but it's the truth. And we thank you, Brother Ibrahim, for showing us tonight. Beautiful. So I don't know too much more. I won't step behind that. You know, we thank Allah for what you brought to us, and maybe we continue to make this progress that this world is trying to keep us away from, and that's what we're doing. Hollywood is already drawn up the way things, but this is not Hollywood. We ignore Hollywood because Hollywood is designed to confuse the situation. Ain't one way, that's the right way. So we thank you. So if there's anyone else in the queue who would like to say something,
here's the time to share with what has already been said. This talk right here to remake the world. Get rid of the cowards. Get rid of the confusion. And Satan is the author of confusion. God is the author of truth. And we are told that his truth will knock out Satan's brain. So, you want to get rid of Satan's brain. Get him out of the public and get him out of the life of the people. So we can have a good world. Amen. So thank you, Brother Ibrahim. And the woman, they say, Tamaradin, Bishnah, man, or king. There's no God but one God, and his proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He is the one who lives and never dies. He never was a baby and never had a baby. He only had creation, and those creations are given to us so we can see clearly that the Creator is one. And we are working better together. We worship God in spirit and truth. We see that all the prophets of God was one. And they brought revelation. And they brought scripture. They brought scripture to God to give them scripture so they can make a change in this ungodly world that we live in. That we live in. Mm-hmm. So we live in a time of change. And it's truth. Jesus said, know the truth and he said that's free. Because the lies have been told on Jesus that had enslaved it up and enslaved it. We're trying to get rid of that. Help of Almighty God. Okay. So anybody else got anything you want to say? You see that here? Hmm? That year.
Why do you keep calling me?
Actually, make sure you don't see no one else in the queue. Okay. So we keep on rolling with this truth that we have, and we ain't got much longer, so we got a couple. We can bring some truth, more truth up. If there's no one else, we can play this.
Thanks, Allah. This is Out in the Streets. Talking to the people here. Maybe about 10 minutes.
With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. We're here again talking about the oneness of God. We open the back window that will nothing ever be need to be served, worship besides God, and the God is the one we live and we die and go back to. So we like to open with a prayer call, El Fatiha, with the name of God. God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed your favors on, and not of those who wrath was brought down, like those who go astray. Amen. So we are here with the Muslim only mean one who has submitted his will to do the will of God. If you're the opposite of doing your will through the will of God, then what that say about you? What that say about anybody? So we say God is the greatest. There's only one God. God have given us the life to sustain that life. Then give us information through scripture on what we should do, what we don't need to do, and we do those things, realize that we are went under the influence of Satan, your open enemy, the outcast, the one who swore by his own means that he won't bring the human being down, but that human being don't even want family life, don't want community life, don't want no kind of life that God have asked him to take over. God say he created us in a community. And in that community, we supposed to have unity and love for each other. We would never have love for each other, calling each other niggers and listening to music that sang us underground, called us B's and H's. We would never call us niggers. We would never go in the way out like that. So God ain't made no white man. God ain't made no black man. You ain't never seen no black man, nor did you see a white man, because God didn't make no. God said he made us human beings. And human beings supposed to be lovers, caring about each other. But when you fall out of grace, when you don't thank God for the good life that he gave you, then you fall into a problem that's going to be hard to get out of unless you turn back to God. God is the Savior. And then you have to help save yourself. Can't nobody save you if you don't want to save yourself. They lied on Jesus all their life. He died for our sins. I'm looking at this guy, happy, heavenly birthday. I'm looking at him. Look at how he destroyed himself. Drinking, smoking.
Hello?
He destroyed himself.
No, don't talk about him.
Yeah, the truth is, well, we don't want to see nobody else die like that or live a life like that. He threw his life away. Somebody manipulated him, and he fell for the manipulation, and he destroyed himself, smoking and drinking. And anybody that does that is telling God that you don't tell me what to do, God. God don't love evil. God loves righteousness. And when you start doing evil and leave righteousness alone, you're telling God that he don't tell you what to do. God is the greatest. God is the reason you in the season. God is the reason you on this earth. And God said, whatever you do in this life, it determines where God put you in the next life. God ain't got no paradise for no good person. Lead men in temptation. When they're a decent woman, ain't going to be a decent man. Ain't no doubt about that. God told Adam and Eve to put some clothes on. Satan done told us to take all our clothes off. Now, you can't find a good mother. Hard to find a good person who likes honesty and decency. Satan done told all of us, anytime we get a problem, get you something to drink. Get you some alcohol. God told you to turn to him. But Satan said, turn to the alcohol. Turn to the fear. Turn to the indecent life. That's what Satan called you to. A life that's going to cause you misery and pain. That's what Satan called us to. So where there ain't no decent woman, there ain't going to be no decent man. The woman is the first teacher of the child. When you destroy her, you destroy the whole society. Because how can a decent woman raise a decent child and she not decent? She the first teacher. So that's what happens when we throw our life away and then think, yes, there ain't going to be no problem. And God told all of us not to lead nobody in temptation. So when you lead somebody in temptation with your flesh, somebody got to pay for that. And God told you not to do it. So the only thing Jesus can do or anybody else is bring you the truth. You have the right not to believe or live a decent life like God said to. But when you get on the other side, because when you leave here, you don't die. You just go back to God with your admit. And God is not going to be unjust. God give all of us the eager opportunity to do right with the precious life that he don't trust us with. So let's get it together. Let's clean our neighborhoods up. Let's stop destroying ourselves. Now, who gonna come by here and tell you that better than somebody who loves you? Tell you that your life is precious. But it ain't worth a quarter. You gonna put alcohol in it. You gonna drink and smoke reefer. You don't care about your life. You ain't gonna kill nobody till you get some alcohol in you. You ain't gonna have no courage to hit nobody until you put some alcohol in you. And they know it. And the jailhouse is filled up. Stay full of people who drink alcohol and lose all kind of control over themselves. Yeah. So with all these lies that we've been telling, somebody died for our sins, coming to an end. You ain't responsible for nobody. You're not accountable to God. And God put that son up there, and that son don't fall down. The one who put that son up there is telling you that he is over you, and he knows and sees everything you do from the day you born until the day you die, and you're going to give an account for the lifestyle that you live. God called you to righteousness. Satan called you to be unrighteous. So let's get our life back. They start being real men, taking care of our family. Because you ain't no man. You don't want to take care of no family. You don't want to get married. You ain't no man. Man is one, God said, a man is one who take care of his family, take care of the baby, take care of his wife, not take care of his girlfriend. God said, get married. That's what the Bible said. Bible says, best to get married than burn. Now, that's what the Bible says. Who believe in the Bible? And you see the people don't believe in the Bible, they catching hell. Broke as hell, nasty as hell, and mean as hell. And ain't going nowhere but hell because they refuse to hear the word of God. The word of God is in the Ten Commandments. When God said, don't make no image of him. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't bear false witness against your neighbor. It's all in the Bible. Be a good mother. Be a good father. And when you fail to do them things, you can't get good for doing wrong. You can't do wrong and think God's going to give you good. You got to be out of your mind. You can't drink and think it ain't going to hurt your inside of your body. Nor can you smoke if you think it ain't going to hurt your lungs and kidneys. The cigarette is a pack of cigarettes itself. So these things are killing you. But no, you want to follow the crowd. You want to do like everybody else. And then tell people you're doing your own thing and you don't make nothing to do it with. So we thank God for the opportunity to come out here to share real talk to the men, the real men. A real man come to stand up and talk to the men, to tell the men to love themselves. And this is the word of God. So we come out here because we love you. The word Muslim only means one who submits his or her will to do God's will. And there ain't even one will. If you do any will other than God, then you done trap yourself in a situation you ain't gonna never get out of. Yeah, you gonna put yourself in a situation just like those people did it 50 times. You can tell them nothing. They didn't believe that a plague was on them and many of them died. And that's what you have with COVID-19. We are dying because we don't really believe that. Thank you, brother. That's right. So there go my Caucasian brothers. We all brothers. We all come from Adam. One source. God created all of us from Adam. We all brothers and sisters of each other. Chinese man, Japanese man, we all brothers because we can't trace our beginning no further than Adam. We all are the children of Adam and Eve. Yeah, that's where we come from. So God made us from one source, a male and a female. So now we're here on this earth. We got to learn, follow the scripture, follow what makes us love each other, put down the guns and knives that we slaughtered each other like animals. And that's what we become. Want to kill? I kill that nigga. You have become an animal. You listen to music, they call you a bee and an ape. You don't become an animal. Dance by that music. Bounce off that music. And it's to lead you away from God. And then when you get sick, you say, oh, God, please help me. But you didn't do nothing about it when you was in hell. You had good health. You didn't do nothing for yourself. You didn't pray to God. You the world up. That's what you take to the grave with you. The whole thing, nobody get away with nothing. Those people that slaves up, they burning in hell right now. You can't do wrong on God earth, and this is God earth, and get away with it. Yeah, you can't stay up drugs and rob and stick people up and think you're going to get away with it. God say record everything you do from the day you born until the day you die. So when you mistreat your woman, you're going to pay for that. When you don't take care of your children, you're going to pay for that. That's a bill that you made when you do that. Well, I ain't gonna take care of no baby. Then you gonna pay for that. God said populate the earth, and you help populate the earth. Then you don't wanna take care of what you populate. You gonna pay for that. So we come out here with the reality check. That there is a God, and you gonna meet God. That's like God give you, put you to sleep last night. He woke you up this morning. One morning you ain't gonna wake up. You'll be with God, and whatever you have done in this world, you will take it with you. So may God be on all of us. Let's start being kind to each other. Let's learn how to say good morning, good night, treat each other right. That's how I see y'all with this black. You talking about black light? Most of us don't care about no black light. We'll kill somebody quick that look like us. I killed that nigga. I stabbed that nigga. A young man that got killed over in the West End day before yesterday. For nothing. Yeah, we dying every day, killing each other. You on my territory. You selling drugs in my... You got that from Netflix. You got that from the TV. How to ride up to your brother and do a drive-by, shoot him and run. You're a coward. And they know it. They know they made a bunch of cowards out of us. We'll shoot each other and run like a chicken and hide like a cockroach. When we gonna love each other? When we gonna wake up and see the tricks that been played on us where we can start being kind to each other? Yeah, we take our own hand and take ourselves down and then tell people I'm my own man. You ain't no man. You been pimped by the real pimp. And he making a boy. That's why the Caucasian man called you a boy. Because if he can get you to drink, he can get you tail lines, you'll steal, you don't want to work, he done made a boy out of you. And you know it. He makes you hate your ass, hate your lips, and God, like God gave you with no good. God gave you your eyes and your lips and your nose. And you don't love the eyes and lips and nose that God gave you, then you gonna discard him and you gonna pay for it. So may God teach me on all of us. Let's go back to church. Go somewhere and serve God. Let's go somewhere and give ourselves back to God. Let's go back and start worshiping God in spirit and truth like he see us. And we can't see him, but we see that sun up there. Then we know no man can put that up there. We know no man put no sun up there. God did that to show us his power. So don't fall down. He gives everything that's covered. That sun up there in the sky. It makes everything grow. So that's enough to bear witness, enough to bear witness that there's only one God. Put it up there in the sky. And every day you come up, let's get your attention more than the sun. So that's the son of God got. That son up there in the sky. Not no mental human being, son. All that is racist. All that was a lie to keep it up. Ain't no white people. God ain't made no white. Go give me two white people while I stand here. I'll be back next week. Bring me two white people. You can't find white people. I'm talking about black people on this country. Bring somebody that black people. You ain't gonna find no black people. Just made up human beings. And we get the best of human beings when we treat each other right. When we stop being so cold-hearted to each other. When we I'm feeling this nigga with a break. That nigga don't know me. I stay on the east side. I'm on the west side. We some cold-hearted people on each other. And we own nothing as a people. All this stuff, all this material out here, all these business, we don't own none of them. And we give back to the people that put us in this condition. Yeah, they gave us all the lies. Santa Claus, well, you by the toys to tell a lie that Santa Claus came down the chimney that you don't even have. You don't even get credit for buying your own child toys because they done made a suck out of you. You tell your child that Santa Claus came and delivered the toys. After you went to Walmart, bought the rolling paper, the paper to put up around the box where the toys came in, and wrapped them up, and then gave it to your children. And then you tell your child the biggest lie that your grandmama and your granddaddy did, that Santa Claus brought these toys. You say ain't nothing wrong with a lie? Look how a lie done scored you. We a nigga. And we came here to support each other and help each other because we think we ain't no good. That's a lie. God said everything he created was good. Now, you don't love yourself, then that lie has messed you up. I'm just a no-good nigga. Nigga don't tell me nothing. Yeah, yeah, go on into Milton and buy all the liquor you can get because soon as it kills you, you'll be out the way and we'll have a better world to live in. We thank Milton for the liquor store over there. He over there selling that liquor to Caucasian Jews, Mexican, anybody else want to buy liquor. Milton, over in his country, he can't sell no liquor, so he had to come to America and sell liquor. Then he moved right in. He told him to move right into our neighborhood. So he came to our neighborhood and helped keep the liquor store going. And that liquor store is keeping a lot of young people dead, a lot of old people driving too fast, a lot of people at home break up, that looking so ain't that much the devil, and you can't deal with the devil gonna be the one. God said, the devil has no power over you, but he calls, you come. You come to the devil. The devil said, built and wine tastes good, and you go right to the looking so and say, give me the same beer I seen on the movies, I seen in the magazine. Because I want to feel good. But never no good. But alcohol, your potential as a human being has been destroyed once you put that alcohol in you.
And we want to thank Allah for the opportunity to come before you this day, share with you what we are barking on. Thank Allah for you. And we're going to let our brother Imam Ibrahim close us out, if you don't mind. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Imam Ibrahim.
Yes, sir.
Close us out.
Yes, all right. I seek refuge in Allah from Satan. They reject it. With the name of Allah, the mercy of benefactor, the mercy of the redeemer. Surely I turn myself to you, Allah. Trying to be all right to you who originated the heavens and the earth, and I'm not of the polytheists. Surely my prayers, my sacrifice, my life, and my death are all for you, Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. No associate have you, and this am I am commanded, and I am of those who submit. Amen.
Amen.
I heard a strange voice in there. With that, I mean, who was that? Was that my sister?
That was her.
That was you. Hello, everybody. What'd you say, Abba?
That was her.
Oh, then I heard.